Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, professor of communication at Shepherd University.
And you will have the presentation that's the last faculty research forum for this semester. Explain what your topic's about.
It's a communicology of scuba diving.
And why is it scuba diving?
It's scuba diving because when I went scuba diving for the first time, I was actually a doctoral student. I was studying phenomenology. And my professor said, well, you know, this is going to be something very interesting. Why don't you just think about this? And I said, okay. Went diving and thought about it. And what I realized is when you go diving and you have to take classes and get certified and all this, it is that all the, let's call them rules for a minute, of moving, seeing, breathing, all, you know, break down. They all stop working. So you actually have to relearn how to breathe, how to see, how to move, all of those different kinds of things. And what made it interesting for me was that these are things that you don't think about learning, right? You know, you learn to walk, and it's my mother who remembers me learning how to walk. I don't remember learning how to walk. I'm sure there's some pictures around, right? Breathing, I've thought about my breath because I took some classes in meditation and stuff like that. An exercise or whatever, right? Everybody's out of breath at some point, but breathing is really—it's something that you do unconsciously, and seeing as well. You don't think about your seeing very often, and when you go scuba diving, it all changes. So suddenly, you realize that all this stuff that you take for granted, you can't take for granted at all. And that's one of the important things about really a phenomenological study. Phenomenology being the study of consciousness, the study of experience. You know, one of the main ideas is to look at everything we take for granted or we presuppose. And those three things especially stood out when I went diving.
What's the message you're going to be giving out during your faculty research?
For example, there's a section on technology, right? That the technology of breathing. And then there's a section on feminism and women divers. And as you would expect, there's a lot more women divers than you get credit for. And in fact, the first really famous woman diver, you know, had to pretend that she wasn't a woman to do her work. I want to talk about things like that because, you know, racism, sexism, these things show up in these fields too. And somebody's got to start giving credit to people who haven't gotten credit. Sexism is important too because there's in my field, Donna Haraway is a very important person. And one of the things, points she makes is that when you become a kind of a post-industrial, post-modern world, gender and sex stop mattering. All the excuses for saying, oh, well, men are stronger, whatever that is, that's all gone. And so technology, high technology, computer technology, creates a world where women can really do fantastically well, totally equal to men in every single way. I was involved in an accident. I came very close to drowning.
In a
scuba diving accident, underwater, deep underwater. And had I not been with a professional dive instructor, I probably would have died. He literally saved my life by forcefully just grabbing me and pushing me up to the surface. I was already choking and swallowing water, and it was horrible. And so I want to talk about that a little bit.